Why are you on the death star?
There's a reason the Swedish chef sounds like he is.
That's Frickadeller.
Frickadeller.
Get your steps in, boys.
A. Werther Schwerper.
It was literally a swan.
It's a
little mermaid,
it's
not a big one.
Hey,
Jack.
Hey,
Jack.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 12 of the Random Talk Podcast.
Actually, 12.
I think it might be 13.
No,
I think
it's
the last
12.
One we did was 12.
It's 12. No, because last one is 11, and I remember because Scooby, Season 1, Episode 11, Scooby hopped on. Season 3, Episode 11, Scooby also hopped on.
Shout out to Scooby. We love you. Hello, everybody. Hope you're all doing super fantastic. My name is Tazen. Alongside me, as always, is my good friend and co-host, Matthew Jepson.
Hey, yo!
Matthew, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing really good. You might be, if you're watching this on YouTube, which by the way, you should be, you might be wondering, hey, Matthew and Tayson, why are there two empty seats next to you? And also, why are you on the Death Star?
Whoa!
Well, I could only answer one of those. And
live studio
and
audience.
The answer is, oh, thank you. The Coca-Cola man has come to pay
sponsor?
Us.
Not all sponsored. Right. Blur this out, Matthew. Blur this out.
Yeah. Let's get a good
ASMR. Editor Matthew.
Yeah.
Three,
editor
two, Matthew. One. Okay, so are we all good at the same time? Maybe not over my laptop. That would be bad.
No, do it.
Do it.
Three, two, one. Ooh, that was crispy, dude.
You're like the Isaac of opening cans.
Why?
Because you did it 2 minutes later.
I knew exactly what I meant.
Facts. Anyways.
I just didn't want it to spill all over my brand new lappy.
Your lappy?
Come sit on it, daddy.
you might have been wondering, not anymore, but you might have been wondering why there were two empty seats next to us. And that is because they're being filled by Isaac and Anders back on the podcast.
Woo! Clap for yourself.
Perfect.
Anders.
All right. I mean, we can like take turns or whatever. But how are you guys doing today? It's my microphone. Sorry, Isaac. Let's start with you. How's your week been since last time you were kind of on the podcast?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Let
me just get in your strain.
When was last time I was kind of on the Random Talk podcast?
Last week when we recorded with Scooby.
And right. I just remember, and then I mad dipped.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys.
But then I mad dipped too. So
yeah,
Matthew and Scooby.
Which
so
was
like,
a great
by
time.
By the way, it was like the best podcast I've ever listened to in my life. Was you?
Did
Scooby,
you listen to
so.
It?
Yeah, I did.
Heck
what do you
yeah.
mean? I'm our biggest fan.
Facts.
hold on.
You know.
Yeah, Anders is.
Facts. Anyways, Anders, how you doing?
So good. I'm here on the Death Star.
You got your mission call.
I did get my mission call. I'm going to.
Can you Can you believe they found him all the way on the Death Star? That's
I know.
Crazy.
They were like, "All right, Anders, time to leave. you're going to Boise."
Okay.
No, but like you're actually going to Boise. I'm just
kidding. No, I love.
Facts.
It's like my favorite. The people of Boise. They're so exotic there.
Oh, dude!
Really
dude.
Best experience the culture.
Best city in Idaho.
Shout out to Boise.
Yeah.
Shout out to Boise. Yeah.
I'm not. I'm definitely not going to Copenhagen.
No, you're not.
Literally, why would you even say that?
Yeah, come on, that's silly. Goofy Ah Anders.
Goofy Anders.
Yeah.
Goofy Anders.
For real, dude.
Yeah.
You know those Boiseans.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. Boiseans. I've talked about it so much over the last week because everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're going to Denmark. And I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
No,
well,
that's sick, though.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you.
The jig is up. Anders is going to Denmark.
True.
As per Random Talk tradition, we actually have...
Whoa. Guys.
Wow. And as per...
The bad guys are coming.
As per Random Talk... Random Tradition
Random
Talk.
Random Talk Tradition.
Welcome to this podcast. Okay, we like to quiz our guests on the places that they're going to be going to.
Oh.
And we did this with Cameron Mason. Shout out to Cameron Mason. Cameron Mason. We did that with him in season 2. And here in season 3, we're going to be quizzing Anders on Denmark. We quizzed Cameron on
Well,
Canada.
Isaac can play along, too.
And yes, oh, okay. And Isaac is going to play along, too. Because last time...
My family's also from Denmark.
Facts.
So
it's the
Isaac
motherland.
Isaac is very Denmarky.
It's in our blood, and it's in our mission call.
Facts. So last time...
Yeah.
The last time we did this in season 2 with Cameron, I played along, because like Matthew was giving the questions, and I played along. But now there's 4 of us, and because I can see Matthew's laptop really easily, I was like...
Hey.
So I figured it would be the Random Talk boys giving
Google.
You guys the questions
nah, hey.
and then
not
you
allowed.
Two,
no cheating.
and then you two are gonna like compete against each other.
Oh, we're competing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna.
There
win.
Are no teams here. Okay.
No.
Okay. There are no friendships on the Rem Talk podcast. Remember that.
Put it in quotes.
Put it in quotes. Post this on Instagram.
Cross digit on a phone.
All right. I just pulled up a random website, so
yeah.
Let's see.
We're gonna. Is this one that like gives you the answer immediately, or is it like
I don't
not
know.
Till the
we'll
end?
Figure that out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Question
so,
number one.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to talk about our weeks first?
No? You guys should go.
Everybody said
weeks.
They were good. Matthew, how was
okay.
your week?
Well, I just want to shout out Juan really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yes.
Okay.
Juan, the legendary ping pong master.
And pickleball.
And pickleball.
And pickleball.
Really?
Yeah.
Never played pickleball, and then within three volleys, best player on the court. Like, literally.
I mean, hey, our team was not bad, though.
Yeah, Alex was
kind of how Isaac was, actually.
Bad. And so we target
Alex, him. You're not good. I'm just kidding. Only when you're on my team.
You're better than me, theater. Alex. It's a low
does
bar.
Alex listen to the show?
Probably. Everyone does.
We're going to
number one podcast of the
dude,
world.
What?
Yeah.
Does he
we're
listen to our podcast?
In space right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
totally
in space.
Listen, oh
our
God.
Podcast
yeah.
is so famous.
Sorry, that's
we
so
blew
Alex
space.
Is one of the first
yeah.
listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're
well,
also,
shout out Alex.
We're also going to send this clip to him separately just
okay.
to make sure.
Yeah.
In case he doesn't want to listen to the whole thing.
Right. Not that we need to.
He's really busy.
Podcasts you know. Are very long.
Playing video
things.
Games.
Yeah. Busy man doing
Jason,
busy stuff.
How was your week?
This is what a considerate co-host looks like. Anyways, my week was really good.
I never placed Matthew.
Jason attacks him every time we have guests on.
Yes.
And every time we don't have guests on.
Exactly. I don't like Matthew.
And when we're
like,
on the podcast.
I'm like,
old friends on the random
exactly.
podcast.
Put it up again.
He doesn't understand. Like, I'm not kidding. I don't like Matthew.
All right, see you guys next week.
My favorite bit is that Matthew and I are mortal enemies. Or is my favorite bit that we're best
it's
friends?
It's not a bit.
It's not a bit.
My favorite bit is that you guys were friends.
Fact.
So, yeah.
My week was good. I worked till like midnight last night, and so I'm like really tired. Yeah. But other than that, I feel great, and my week has been splendid.
Let's go.
He got it wrong.
I was thinking you showed us the right answer.
Okay. But yeah, no, my week was great. Thank you so much, Andrews, for asking. You're the best. And yeah, without any further ado, unless there's something anybody would like to say.
Well, yeah, how was your week?
My week was good. Juan was the legendary, I think, the state champion.
Ooh.
Of a state we don't know.
Of a state in Brazil.
Oh, okay.
Brazilian state.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Shout out to
yeah.
Lucy Alton, my Brazilian friend, who definitely listens to the podcast.
Shout out to my dad.
As all Brazilians
Brazil.
Do.
Shout
out
to your dad for this
and
studio.
And built the Death Star. This is the Death
and,
Star.
And that listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll send him this bit as well.
Yeah.
Of course. Of
yeah.
course.
No.
Send the whole episode
send
to
Send the whole episode to
yeah.
That's how we, marketing.
Yep,
sports
we just
marketing.
Individually
yes.
send
we're
going to
repost it on
his
YouTube
channel. Sports marketing.
Shout out to sports
BA.
Marketing. What a great
we have
BA.
My dad
is
wild.
Yeah.
And we'll like, give him a shout out because we're the number one podcast in the world.
Yeah.
But his YouTube channel is pretty small.
We'll do a collab
we'll both do our audiences.
Yeah.
Facts. That's how you do it, man.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how we're going to collab with other podcasts, such as
the
West
Slap
podcast.
Okay.
That's
no, but
that's a story for another
week,
day.
My week was great. It's getting hot in here. I feel the heat already. We got
also
a light right here, right
the
there.
Heat.
And Anderson and Isaac are here.
Yeah.
The heat, the
and
sexy boys come right.
You don't even have a hoodie on, so I don't know what you're saying.
You guys both got hoodies on. Middle of summer.
We're roasting.
Yeah.
No, but Anders invited us to go walking.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So get your steps in, boys.
Get your steps in. 10,000 steps a day. Got to make it happen.
I did not do it on the last day of the challenge, and I failed. Although I got JJ to give me lenience because I hit 70,000 steps over the first 6 days. So I technically averaged 10,000 a day.
What a guy.
Does JJ listen?
Just,
we got to send her this bit.
Just walks 70,000 steps in a day.
Yeah.
I'm good for the week.
I'm good.
Yep. That's what I do. Today is actually, I'm at 69,000 right now.
Nice.
You guys can join me for my last 1,000.
Let's go.
Notice how they did it because
yeah.
they're not as cool as us?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All
right.
Anyways,
now
anyone else want to share?
No friends on the random podcast, only lovers.
Only lovers. Yeah, that was the continuation of my quote. Sorry.
Yeah, put up
I'm sorry,
here.
Buddy.
Editor Matthew's going about
yeah.
to go crazy.
Facts. Now that we know how everybody's weeks were, which is the first order of business every episode, let's go ahead and get right into this Denmark quiz. All right.
Guys, did you know that I did a Denmark presentation in fifth grade?
No.
Do you know
so you already
that?
Know all these
Zach
answers.
Zach Jordan also right. did a Denmark presentation
in fifth grade.
Get him on the
I talked to him. I talked
were
to
you guys
him
no
partners?
Way.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Texas, so if he was...
Oh, well, he was in
over Zoom?
Over Zoom, yeah.
I talked to him about it last night.
Dude, that's sick.
Yeah.
Learned a lot.
Oh, you should invite him on the pod. He lives in Africa. You guys can go visit him.
Yeah.
Thanks. Road trip?
Talk about that.
Road trip.
Yeah. That's through the water.
Expensive. I don't know if we want to...
Gas is expensive in Africa.
Hawaii.
Anyways. Right, so, first question.
This is a team, This is no friends.
No, yeah. No friends on Ram Talk Podcast. So, only love.
There's 10 questions here.
I have a... Sorry. Are we going to, like, preface, like, rules and, like, how to answer?
Yeah, we're going to do... We're going to give you, like, a little countdown and, like a 3, 2, 1, and then you both say it at the same time because we're going to want you to copy
okay.
each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay, of course.
Because, like...
Because Isaac would just...
Because I... Exactly, because yes, Isaac is so smart. He's going to spat out the answer and Andrew's going to be like, yeah, I think that too.
What? No.
No, Andrew knows all the answers and I'm a dirty, dirty cheater.
I'm Danish, wow. Remember?
I'm Danish.
He's Danish.
I actually lived in Denmark for the first 19 years and 6 months of my life. I just moved here last month.
I never knew that about you.
Meanwhile, I thought a Danish was a pastry.
It is.
And it's also Andrew's.
And it's a me.
It's a me.
And it's a me.
It's a me.
It's a me.
It's a me.
Danish.
All right, question one. Let's get right into it.
Question one, 10 minutes later.
Honest.
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 Honest? Honest?
No, dishonest.
Dishonest. It's not
dishonest.
Okay, can we...
Okay, question one.
Let's get honest. You nice. First, and then we'll flip-flop. Okay.
How many people live in Denmark? I have a multiple choice.
Here. Okay.
Guess.
Well...
Okay.
Let that be, like, the last resort. Like, let them try and guess.
Can we get, like,
and
a...
And then be like... Well, this one's kind of weird. Just give them the ballpark on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, can we get, like, a plus or minus, like...
No ballpark? Okay, see, no...
You know?
I do.
He's Danish. He literally knows everything.
He literally was there a month ago.
Yeah. I've met one Danish person.
He counted everybody.
Yes.
He's best friends with everyone there.
Wait, can I get, like, a plus or minus, like, amount that I'm allowed to, like, be within? Since I've literally...
The millions?
It's less than
the millions.
Well, no, just, like, I can be correct up to, like,
it's
plus or minus 100,000 or whatever, you know?
Less than...
I don't... You know, depending on how many people, like, obviously. 25.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
less
it is,
than California.
It is less than 25 million people.
Less than 25 million people.
But it's more than a million. That's...
One in a million.
It's kind of a big hint. Not gonna lie, it's kind of a big hint. Shout out to the Minions movie.
I'm gonna say, did you say less than 25 million?
It is less than 25
so
million.
So is multiple choice the last, like, lifeline?
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
Normally, but sure. Where this is like a
I
number.
I have my answer.
Numbers are hard.
I have my answer. So
okay. 3, 2, 1.
19.5 million.
You said 5.5, you said 19.5?
19, yeah.
Okay, we're going to give that point to Anders, because the answer is technically 6 million,
but they could be
probably,
rounding up, so you're
yeah,
probably more
they're
accurate.
They're probably rounding up from Anders.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, Anders got 1 point.
Anders actually wrote this quiz. Yeah,
should we have a point counter on the screen?
Bing!
All right, there it is. All right, which island is part of the Kingdom of Denmark?
Whoa.
You're definitely going to need right off the bat.
Okay.
Iceland. Alund Islands.
Alund Islands.
Alund.
Faroe Islands.
Okay.
Greenland.
Greenland.
Okay.
You were supposed to say.
Here, wait. Take it from the top.
Can you?
No.
Here, wait.
Question and answers.
Yes, we are going to, because this is my question.
Yeah, it's his turn.
Question two. Which island is part of the Kingdom of Denmark? I didn't even know Denmark was a kingdom, but now I do. Look at us learning.
Anders is literally the king.
my bad. Is it Iceland? Is it the Åland Islands? Is it the Faroe Islands? Or is it Greenland?
Mic down.
I got my answer.
Isaac, do you have yours?
I also have my answer, yes.
Okay, we're gonna go 3, 2, 1.
Iceland.
Faroe Islands. Were both of us wrong.
What did you say?
Iceland.
Neither.
That's Greenland.
It's Greenland.
Greenland. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. According to Travel Insights, Wikipedia.com.
Shout
for sponsoring this episode.
Just
kidding.
Wow, shout to you for not sponsoring this episode, because this
we don't
episode
like
is sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Okay. Question three. So
that was probably so loud.
So 1-0?
Yeah, 1-0.
1-0. Denmark has land border to only one country. What country is it?
Facts. Would you like more?
I know what it is.
Anders knows.
Of course
everything.
He does.
Why are we even quizzing him? This is a stupid episode.
I'm Danish.
Facts. Come on, Isaac. Do it for the people of Daneland.
Think back. Think back to ninth grade geography.
Right?
Yes.
Dude, they can do it for all the Danelanders people out there, bro.
Do it for all the Danelands.
The Denmarkians.
Yeah.
The day nights.
Yeah.
We can also give you multiple choice if you're like really.
I'm allowed to get multiple choice.
Well, sure, Andrew doesn't need it, but maybe
it's actually Mexico. That's not my, that's not my official answer, but you know.
Yeah. Can I get multiple choice?
Okay, we got Sweden, Poland, Norway, Germany.
One of them is touching Denmark. Which one do you think it is?
In a non,
but
inappropriate
it's,
way.
But it's the only one. Right? It's the only one that's touching.
That's what I said, because it's a peninsula.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Peninsula. It's an ASMR podcast.
Perfect.
Sweden, Poland, Norway, Germany.
You have 25% chance to get this one right.
I have 100% chance to get this one
right. He does.
Facts.
All right.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1,
Germany. Poland.
Frick, I was going to say that. I switched at the last second.
You said Poland?
Yeah.
Poland, Germany. It's Germany.
It's Germany?
Yeah.
Wow, we're all so surprised.
Look at you guys.
Right. Let's put another bing on his total. Will you?
Bing. Can you put mine right above my head? I looked up twice comedically.
If you get a point, we will put it up.
No, I need like a blank thing that just says like Isaac with an underline, and then it's like it's either got a zero or it's just got nothing. And it's like really sad.
All right, next question. What's the name of the famous bridge with 16 kilometers... right?
Mm-hmm.
Direct link between Denmark and Sweden. I don't think I said that right.
Ooh,
but anyways, is it the Storstrom Bridge? I don't know how to say the things with the lines in. The Orstrom Bridge?
I know how to pronounce the Spanish.
The Great Belt Fixed Link or the Faro Bridges?
Wait, can you say this one more time?
No. The Storstrom Bridge, the...
Orsund.
The Orsund Bridge, the Great Belt Fixed Link, or the Faro Bridges?
Okay. We should do A, B, C.
Yeah, we should.
Because I can't remember how to pronounce any of this. But
okay.
Yeah,
okay. A.
That's fine. Okay. A is Storstrom. B is Orson. C is Great Belt Fixed Link. And D is Faro Bridges. Faro Bridges.
Are you guys feeling
ready?
Feeling confident? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
B.
It was B.
It was B.
Oh, look at you.
Okay, now. No,
the Orson Bridge.
But you have to do your own bing, like how you did.
Yeah. I was about to, but then you stopped me.
No, but continue. I just wanted to make sure that, because you look like... Bah! I thought it was going to be something like that, and I didn't want that to happen.
No, it's my own.
But it happened anyway.
Am I putting like a point counter above that?
Yeah, like above.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, like right above me. I don't know.
It's where I point
just like
and
a,
where he...
Yeah,
gotcha.
Just like a,
I'm not sure. Yeah,
just like
just
a big fat
like in
one.
Slightly different places.
Dude, I know this one. I know this one.
Actually?
I told you.
Let's go. Okay. Well, it's your question.
I bet you know this one, too.
I bet I do.
Oh, 100%.
Which famous author,
think about
especially
authors.
Famous, okay, with his fairy tales. Oh, famous with his fairy tales.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a great
George
guy.
George Lucas.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Has lived in Copenhagen.
Okay.
Copenhagen.
Okay. We got one. A. Hans Christian Andersen.
That's a pretty...
Danish name.
Yeah.
2, Carl May.
Wow.
3.
Wow.
Shout out my boy Carl.
Wilhelm Grimm.
Okay.
Or Oscar Wilde.
Oh, I have no idea. Legitimately. But I have my guess.
As do I.
I also have
no,
a guess.
No.
Okay. Right. Are we feeling good? Feeling confident?
I'm going to do left.
Nope. Let's go.
Okay. So A is Hans Christian Andersen. B is Carl. C is Wilhelm Grimm. D, Oscar Wilde.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
C.
Grimm.
So both Grimm.
Yeah.
You guys are wrong. Yeah. It's Hans Christian Andersen.
Bro,
he wrote fairy tales such as like the Ugly Duckling, and that's all I know.
He knows.
That's not a fairy tale.
Yeah,
it is.
It was literally a swan.
It's just a dumb story.
Fairy tales like Cinderella, where like she gets like
he's
magic stuff happens.
But yeah, it was the Danish name.
Yeah,
it was right there in front of you.
We should have known.
I was just like Grimm,
hiding in plain
sight. Like the brothers Grimm actually wrote like fairy tales. This guy,
the Ugly Duckling.
Did they live in Copenhagen?
No,
apparently not.
Guys, the Ugly Duckling, the Little Mermaid,
the
Princess and the Pea. That's what the question says. Fairy tales. So I'm just repeating what the fairy tales.
Okay.
Next question, my guy.
Let's argue about the definition of a
fairy tale. Yeah, neither am I.
See?
On this
See,
podcast.
Look, let's back this up with the next question.
Okay, next question. Question 6 out of 10, by the way.
So score 0 or 2-1.
2-1. Nice.
Bing.
And we can ask six questions. Let's cover that. Okay. How tall is the Little Mermaid statue in Copenhagen?
Because he...
It's pretty little.
Shot my guy Hans.
That was really funny.
I'm glad everybody laughed.
Laughing soundtrack?
Shout out to your laugh. Okay. Creating more laughs than my joke. Dude, my fake laughs were fired. Facts. Okay, what are the options?
Yeah, can we
need some options here?
It's so between. It's between.
This doesn't make.
I got you,
is
bro.
Is that a decimal?
It's between.
That's, I guess.
It is, but it's like a. It's like a.
Is it metric?
Danish.
Guys,
it's
careful.
A Danish decimal.
I hate Danish. Those ones. It
is, the hint I'll give you is it's between 1 and 15 meters
ooh.
Tall.
Okay. Between 1 meter and. 15
sorry,
meters.
10. I meant to say 10.
Should we do
10.
Like a photo?
No, I got my
maybe
guess.
Maybe do an estimate?
No, because okay. Then they're going to know.
I got my okay. Guess.
It's between 1 and 10.
Okay. That's freaking big.
I know.
What? Well, we lowered it to 10.
I got my guess.
10. Okay.
Got to think.
3, 2, 1, 4.
3 meters.
You said 3, you said 4.
Yeah. 3.5. I was actually gonna
the correct answer is 1.25 meters.
4 feet? That's the most pathetic little...
It's a Little Mermaid.
It's a Little Mermaid, it's not a big one. That's depressing. What? That's yeah, even a statue. That's like a little action figure.
That's a little Lego.
I'm taller than that.
4 feet?
Anders is taller than that.
I'm taller than that.
Matthew's taller
than
that.
Let's go!
We all knew Matthew was taller than that. Yeah, it's Matthew's huge. A giant.
He's
yeah.
Literally the tallest. Dang,
that is the most depressing the little.
Right?
Easy, why would that be like a piece of? That's so unimpressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we give the point
like,
to Isaac or no?
Yeah, it's his.
Okay.
So, well,
closest.
I mean, I was closer, but like I wasn't. We have a statue of a stormtrooper in my house that's bigger than that.
Facts.
Yeah, you do. That's 2 meters tall.
Yeah.
Because we're on the freaking
Death Star.
Yeah.
It's not a statue.
So
it's
a real
it's
guy.
A real guy.
It's a real guy.
Okay.
He's just really good at his job. He's like the Queen's Guard.
Yeah. This is an easy peasy question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
easy.
Wait, well, you need to do your point.
Well,
no.
Do I get
dude.
The...
Because
yes.
Like, I was
yeah.
Close, but I was...
Do it.
Like,
well,
I was
we rounded
close.
Down for Anders.
Well,
yeah.
But he was 500,000 off.
Half
meanwhile,
million.
I was 3 off.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Exactly.
All right, do the point counter.
Bah!
Wow.
Wow,
so anticlimactic. Okay.
Yeah.
Which famous toy brand... is in Denmark.
I have
or
no
is
clue.
Danish.
Is Danish.
I
yeah.
Think
okay.
We both have
Anders, Anders is going to knock this out of the
dude,
park.
He's not. He doesn't even have to think about it. He
no.
Doesn't have to participate.
No,
in
yeah, I got it.
He's,
yeah.
He's
no,
got some
no,
of these on the
choice.
Way to the grid.
Number one,
Barbie.
No multiple choice.
No, we got it.
Sorry, I kissed you on the mouth.
Well, you
hand.
Know one of them is Barbie.
One of them is Barbie.
It is
not,
Barbie.
But it's not that one. Okay.
Facts.
3, 2, 1.
Lego.
You guys are wrong. It's actually
Lego my
Lego. I'm just kidding.
It's actually
Lego, baby.
Let's go. Okay, now you guys both do your bings.
Separate times, so it's easier.
Bah.
Bing. Good job.
Nice.
Okay. I believe this is your question.
So I
yes, it
tie.
Is.
Do we, like, fight to the death or what?
The Death
yes.
Star.
What is
yeah,
the score?
We bring out the lightsabers. And...
Oh, yeah.
What's
clear off the table.
3-3.
3-3. All right. Question 8. Which is... Oh. Which one of the oldest museum...
Take
your
time. No! Reading is tough.
Get your Kay. Reading cap on.
Click! I'm a Lego. all right, which one of the oldest amusement parks in the below?
In the out of the following, probably.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Which of the oldest amusement parks in the below is in Copenhagen? Is it... A, Werther Slurper.
Hey, final answer.
Wurstel Prater. Wurstel Prater.
Okay. I like the first one better.
Okay.
A,
Wurstel Prater. B, Tivoli. C, Grona Lund. Or D, Disneyland.
Wow, I think it's D, guys. I'm yeah,
fact, the first well, Disneyland
okay,
was actually in
can,
Disneyland.
Can you read them through one more?
Yes.
Uno
yes.
Worst of <prayer.
laughs> A. Sorry, that was offensive to all Daneland people.
Yeah.
But not to the Swedish chef.
My bad.
There's a reason the Swedish chef sounds the way he is.
That's what I'm saying. All right. A is Wurstel Prater. B is Tivoli. C is Grona Lund. And D is Disneyland. I'm telling you guys, I really think it might be D.
Okay. I think I have my answer.
So
okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
C.
Whoa.
Wow. We're both going to get it wrong.
You did both. It's actually B, Tivoli. Shout out to my homie Tivoli.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it's
Tivoli,
amusement park.
Eating macaroni. Mom's ravioli. I'm a rapper.
Cool, man.
Facts.
Boldy.
Tivoli Gardens.
It opened in 1843, so that's kind of fun.
1843?
Yeah. Wow. That's older
Whoa,
than
dude.
You are.
It's older than me,
what
bro.
What does it have?
Ask Trey, he probably knows.
He Facts. Literally probably does.
Okay, question 9. 3-3 still.
Okay.
Since when has Copenhagen...
Since when has Copenhagen... Since Copenhagen's
forever. It's Copenhagen.
Free Commune Christiana... Did I say that right?
Read through the whole thing first.
Since when has Copenhagen's free commune Christiana existed?
Oh, we're gonna. Oh, I know this one. No, don't give it. No, please give us options.
Okay, is it? Sorry, you can.
It's my question. Wait,
is it?
Is it a year? Like,
yes, it's a year.
It's a year.
It's a
okay.
Range.
Okay. Okay. It's.
We'll go.
Well, the options are crazy.
Yeah. So it's a spread out. It's spread out.
Okay, it's between 1800. 1850.
And 2010.
What was the question?
Good luck. Since when has Copenhagen's free commune Christiana existed?
It's between 1850 and 2010.
All right, I got my answer.
I would lean closer to one of them if I were you.
Yeah.
2007. Okay, I think I have my answer.
I guess it's just like a tourist attraction thing. Huh? We found it.
Is that the answer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah.
You?
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
1897.
1903.
We
really
six
close.
Years, yeah.
So click it. Andrews was closer.
Yeah.
The answer is
1971.
Wow.
Yeah.
We
were both not close.
Yeah.
Well, because the options were 1882, 1944, 1971, and 2005.
Clearly, it's not 1944. We know that much.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Because that's when Hitler was, like, doing his thing. And
oh.
Good history.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I was just like, because the Danish would never open a just Christiana. Yeah.
I was like,
they're my people. But no.
Just like for the same reason that I was like, well, it's not 2005. It's, yeah, just obviously it's not 1944.
So Isaac could tie this up here.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Bing.
Good.
Bing.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
Can't forget.
So right now it's 4-3, and we have one question left. So either you tie it up and we go
we'll
to
find
some
another
death makeout, or Anders just takes it home. So.
Oh,
there.
By the way,
consider
if we
yourself
do a sudden death.
Consider yourself incentivized.
I'll tell you afterwards. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
He just has like bonus Denmark questions.
Yeah,
pocket.
Sure.
Okay.
He has a Danish guitar.
Question 10. Isaac, you need this one, and you also need Anders to get it wrong. What is the name of famous?
Danish.
Did I read that right? what is the name of famous Danish? Famous Danish.
Famous Danish.
That's hard to say,
famous
bro.
Famous Danish.
What is the name of famous Danish open-faced sandwiches?
Famous Danish open-faced sandwiches.
So like famous Danish.
Open-faced sandwiches. You know,
like the open-faced sandwiches that are from Danish and they're rather famous.
That are from Danish.
Facts.
Yes. From Danish.
That are Danish and are famous.
I love Danish sandwiches.
Yeah, no shot I'm saying any of these, bro.
Well, the question always says in the picture.
Yeah,
so
but
are we allowed to see? Does it show the answer?
It doesn't show the answer.
Let's just show you the picture.
Yeah, okay.
So here's the picture. We'll pop it up on screen.
I love my mom. Every night.
My mom.
Here, look.
My
mom
miggity's
there it is. There's the picture.
Okay, oh, wow. And here are your options.
Okay.
Same amount of for the audio listeners.
We have. I'm gonna do this.
I'm not gonna do that.
Moro brad.
Okay.
Stigd flæsk. Danish pastries.
Is somebody's iPhone being found?
Frigadeller.
I think that it's like stit. That's my guess of how to say that
stit.
One.
Do you want to go through and
let's
and correct those because
sure,
like
s'more abroad, stet flesk, Danish pastries.
See you later.
Hey guys.
Frickadeller.
Frickadeller.
Those are my.
It's pretty frickadelic if you ask me.
Frickadeller, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frickadella.
It's like psychedelic, frickin' and
Who's?
Stellar.
Bruh.
It's not mine.
It's my guarantee. It's my sister being like, "Where's my phone?" I don't think it's fine.
It's not in here, sister.
No cap.
No, it's not. No kizzy. All right. Do you guys have your guesses or your answers?
Yeah, I got mine.
Show you the thing.
I got mine.
New Year's.
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
B. Step flask.
Yeah.
Okay, they both.
I mean, actually,
B.
I changed mine so that way there's a 10.
Thank you.
Draw.
Thank you.
Yes.
I choose A.
Danish pastries.
Anders takes the dub.
Anders, did I get it right?
We got five.
Yeah.
Let's go. Five.
Yes.
Look at
Let's
you.
Go.
Dude, I could donate a point to you and we could have a sudden death.
We could. If you wanted to.
Well, we'll...
Transfer the...
yeah. Oh my gosh, it's 4-4.
The magic of video editing.
We're going to have to... We're going to have to...
We asked 10 questions and the score is 4.
Does that make sense?
We're going to have to do a sudden death, and I know exactly how.
Well, that was our Danish quiz. So thanks, guys, for playing.
That was our Denmark quiz.
I guess it's 4-4. Transfer some power there.
It is 4-4, yeah. Because, you know, Isaac got that last Danish pastry right, so he killed that one.
Yep.
Before we do sudden death, which is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be like literally unprecedented content.
Yeah. Like, literally, I'm going to kill Isaac.
He is
literally, I'm going
to
die.
The death.
Or you're going to kill me.
That's true, actually.
Either way.
There is a chance.
But
statistically, no.
There's a likelihood here, and it's not going towards Isaac. I'm really sorry to say that.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
I have the Denmarkians on my side.
Yeah.
He literally has the power of Denmark.
I have.
And anime.
We're going to do the yay of the day.
That was an old joke.
We'll do the yay of the day right now. Andrew starts off. What is your yay of the day? One thing you're grateful for.
I am grateful for carbonated beverages.
Facts.
I have an addiction to them, and they're delicious.
They are delicious.
True.
And I
cheers to that, brother.
I heavily, yes. Let's get a cheers. have we not had one yet? Oh.
My cup is mad empty.
Dude, I'm a slow, like, carbonated drinker.
What's in my cup?
I do sips.
I'm pretty speedy with it.
I drain it.
Apparently not
as
speedy
as
Isaac,
can,
but
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I tend to drink all of it all at once if
How's
I'm eating.
Drink?
But if I'm not eating, it's a slow burn.
Yeah, for sure. I love that, actually.
Hit me some skin.
But that's a really good pick. I totally sympathize with the addiction. I totally, great pick.
Yeah,
Isaac,
you.
What is your yay of the day?
Turkey sandwiches.
Ooh. I stand for that.
Standing ovation. Wow. Are we in frame? I don't know. This probably sounds so bad. Clap in the microphone.
So much opportunity to sync up the audio right there.
That's true.
The audio.
In case it gets desynced, bro, we're right back in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Turkey sandwiches. Tell me a little bit more about
them. Have you had my turkey sandwiches?
No.
I'll cook you up one.
Bro, please do.
Bro, can I have one?
You guys
turkey.
You didn't do the dig.
Oh.
Apparently Matthew only loves me. But I already knew that.
Podcast handshake.
Let's go. Official Ram Talk handshake.
Just good. Like I'll take like turkey and ham.
Yeah.
But like
I mean mixing meats here.
What about turkey, ham,
things are getting
bacon
a little crazy.
And roast beef?
Whoa, you're
no,
that's too
but,
much.
No,
get
no,
out.
Okay, no,
called, Anders is called, making a meat mountain.
Did you just say that's too much cow?
Name the episode, by the way.
It's
meat mountain.
It's a club. If you go to Subway and you ask them for the Subway Club.
The Sub Club?
The Sub Club.
Be sure to join our Sub Club on YouTube. Subscribe.
That was a good one.
Join the Sub Club.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Become a member.
All I do
I get it now.
All I do is, let's put together a 20-minute compilation of Matthew not getting my jokes till 2 minutes later. It happens all of the time. Literally twice an episode.
They're too big brain.
And they are. I'm too, like, I'm just above you.
Isaac's like,
sorry, but...
Like, what's the
no,
literally,
so,
you're taller than me.
I didn't realize that was what a club was.
Sorry.
Like a club
where
sandwich.
You get
drunk
on the weekends?
Yeah. Is a club soda the same?
Rock club.
It's just like four sodas together?
No, club soda's just nasty. Just tastes bad.
Groovy. Yeah. Shout out to carbonated drinks.
Shout out to carbonated drinks.
Club sodas and club sandwiches.
And shout out to clubbing with the boys, which is where we're going.
Shout
right
out to clubbing
this.
Baby seals.
I
Please
love
don't do
clubbing,
it.
Especially in Utah where there's lots of...
Oh, dude, the club scene is crazy.
So
literally off the hook.
Utah
man.
County, bro.
Yes.
The club
That's
scene?
A great yay of the day, I
Come
think.
That is a really good yay of the
Thank
day.
You.
Okay, you're...
Turkeys.
Came
Ooh.
Day.
I had all this time to think, and I didn't.
Okay,
you don't have a yay of the day prepared?
My yay of the day is actually going to be wireless headphones. Not because there's a pair of headphones right there, but because I just love and appreciate them so much
wired,
in my life.
So.
I just meant like headphones.
Yeah.
Are they plugged in?
Yeah. Shout out to wireless headphones because I like moving my head around a lot when I have headphones in, and that helps a lot when I don't have wires. Thank you. Yeah.
Wait, we need to give a standing
ovation.
Oh, dude.
Caffeinated beverages.
Guys, right. Stay standing.
Okay.
Cause my
what's your yay of the day?
I'm gonna.
When restaurants open their lobby after 2 years.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we get a picture of picture that day?
Or I'm not sure that we did.
I know I have the documentation of it being opened.
Well, let's hop in our time machine. It's right there.
Yeah, so McDonald's run with the boys was a fun time.
That was really good. First time, just for context, unless you want to talk.
No, please.
Just for context, McDonald's, they closed their lobby, so it was drive-thru only.
thank you. DOS, DDoS.
The McDonald's in Saratoga Springs, Utah, hashtag get doxed, was the lobby was closed for like last 2.5 years because, you know, the pandemic and everything. And they just reopened it, and we all went in there for the first time in like 2.5 years together. And it was a really beautiful moment. We had a nice time.
Yeah. It's very peaceful.
Yeah. Like, it was like the last
time. We might go record there one day.
Yeah. Well, we're going to actually like put up a neon sign that says Ranch Talk Podcast.
Yeah. And then we're just going to go sit under it and everybody, oh, that looks official.
Yeah. We'll have like, the mics. Yeah, we're going to bring all this and headphones, and they'll be like, shouldn't disturb them, but I got to hand them their order.
That was the funniest thing Anders has ever heard in his life.
Thank you, Anders. You're
welcome.
The support
slides Big Mac across the table. What was that?
That's almost as funny.
That was funnier than what Isaac did, bro.
No, yeah.
POV, the laugh is funnier than the joke?
No, it was. No, I don't think you guys laughed at my joke.
I thought it was great.
I was like, this isn't going anywhere.
That's why I laughed at it. So like,
a poor joke, and then Andrew started laughing.
The pitch volume just increased.
It just got funnier.
I haven't gotten to do like a good, real, fake laugh like that in a long time.
No, that was real.
That was real.
I'm glad that my jokes can supply.
Well, normally
I gotta hand them their order.
Normally it's because my friends make shuffleboard jokes. And when I make fun of people by laughing, it's a stranger. So if I do that, it's really rude. So I'll go like,
ha ha ha. Yeah, that's true.
I'm comfortable enough for an Isaac to do a real fake laugh.
And I provide the jokes that are bad enough to fake laugh at.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I never have to fake it with Isaac.
Well, I gotta go here, so let's wrap this up.
Lightsaber,
and then we'll wrap it up after this. So, okay. Wow. Anyways, thanks, Anders. Andas, whatever.
Honest.
Y'all Isaac. Even do... Sorry, I keep...
Try again.
Left hand.
I'm going to forcefully make this handshake a thing.
I think.
Let's go.
Go check us out on YouTube.com. We got a great setup, studio.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Anders' dad, shout out to you. Link in the description for his YouTube channel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he needs...
He needs us.
We don't need him. He needs us.
I don't know if this episode's going to be long or short than compared to our other ones. but so far, it's about 4 minutes. They're going to go have an epic...
The sudden death from the quiz.
Yeah, finish that up.
Yeah. We need to find out the winner.
YouTube,
it's definitely not already Anders.
YouTube up later. I don't know if the fight will get on the audio only, but check us on YouTube.
If you're listening to this not on YouTube, go check out the YouTube for, like Matthew just said, an
Link
exclusive
bio.
Scene, bonus scene, director's bonus cut. Scene. I don't know. I don't know movie words.
Because we are in. The Death Star.
Yeah,
we are literally in the Death Star.
Facts.
So,
anyways, thanks guys for hopping on. Enjoy the rest of your week, your day.
You as well. Thank you. Let's do this one more time.
That's so cute. Please.
Yeah, please.
Nice.
Anyways, check us out.
That's the new super cool handshake.
Best of luck, my guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's do it one more time.
Whoever wins this epic fight is going to be invited on next episodes.
That's true.
You can
say no.
True.
And the other one is never going to come on.
You'll be gone.
The other one will perish.
We'll have an Alaska update when you come back.
Oh, you guys want to come to Alaska with me? We record there?
Yeah.
Facts. All right. Best of luck, guys. Bye. Get out here.
We're gonna keep doing the podcast.
All right.
Our next segment.
No, but this has been fun. It is so hot in here, but we are.
It is so hot.
We are vibing, and this has been episode 12. If you're on YouTube, I don't know what the audio will be like, but if the fight's going to get there in audio, I'm sorry if it's not, but go check us on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Episode 12, season 3, Jason.
Of course. Be sure to go check us out on Instagram, at Random Talk Podcast. Be sure to go check us out on TikTok, at Random Talk Pod.
Hey, more content.
More content.
Coming soon.
Shout out to us. We're the content creators. Of course, like Matthew said, thank you so much for joining us, however you did. Definitely go check out the YouTube because a lot of extra work is going to be put into that, and hopefully it's going to be cool. So Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Be nice to people. Be nice to yourself. And we will see you next week.
I like that. We need to say that more often now. Be nice to the people and to yourself.
Facts. Because some people get lost in that, you know? Yeah. They're so focused on being nice to other people, they forget about themselves. Be kind to
Motivation
yourself.
Motivation Rant Talk is
and
back.
And everybody else. That's very true. Season 3, baby. We're coming with it.
Let's go.
Peace.
That's where it fades out.
Dude, that's baller.